תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends.
בורא אהוב.
Thank you, beloved creator, for giving us a new opportunity to be here in this morning lesson, to connect within the ten and raise a prayer to you. Help us during this lesson to reach an awakening from below in order to draw the upper light so that it shines with joy on all the friends of the world Kli and to the whole world, in order to fulfill our goal of bringing you contentment.
מהו שיעור של התשובה?
What is the measure of repentance? That we don't know. What does the Creator want from us? To what extent do we need to come closer to Him, to adhere to Him? What is the measure? Let's hear.
What is the measure of repentance? It is written, Return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God, for you have failed in your iniquity. We should understand the following. What does unto the Lord your God mean? It appears as though if the repentance did not reach the Lord your God, it is still not regarded as repentance. Thus, how can we know if the repentance has already reached the Lord your God? Who can climb up and see if he has reached or not? Two,
we
should understand the words, for you have failed in your iniquity. It appears as though this is the reason why repentance must rise unto the Lord your God. We should understand how they are related to each other. Three.
We
should understand the meaning of, for you have failed in your iniquity. What does your iniquity mean? It appears as though there could be failure from something other than man's iniquity. This is why the verse says to us, for you have failed, meaning that your failure came from your iniquity and not from something else. Thus, what is that other thing that one might think that it did not come to him from his iniquities? Failure means that a person calculated that now he can make good business, but then lost in the deal because some failure happened to him. It's like a person walking on a road and stumbling on a rock he did not see. In spirituality, we should understand that he suffered a fall and must have stumbled on some rock along the way. Therefore, we must know what is the rock on which he stumbled and which caused him to fall midway. The writing comes and says that the failure was because of your iniquity. This is the stone by which you stumbled and failed. We need to know this in order to be wary of the stumbling block.
Thus,
we should understand why one's iniquity is a stumbling block for which he cannot walk in the path of the Creator. and observe Torah and mitzvot. The thing is that the first iniquity begins with the sin of the tree of knowledge. Adam HaRishon was born circumcised, but afterward, because of the sin, he pulled on his foreskin. As he interprets in the introduction to Panim Masbirot, pulling on his foreskin refers to the foreskin of the three impure klipot shells. When he was born, he did not have this foreskin, since the external body of Adam HaRishon, says the Ari, was of Malchut, that rose to Bina of Malchut of Asiya, called Malchut, that is sweetened in Bina. This is considered being born circumcised. Through the sin of the tree of knowledge, he drew on himself the Malchut from the quality of judgment, which is the form of Gadlut, greatness or adulthood, from the vacant space. This is regarded as pulling on his foreskin. That is, he drew upon himself the three impure shells, from which come all the sins that one commits. That is, the gadlut of the reception that Adam HaRishon drew by himself through the sin causes all the sins. For the root of the sins is extended from the mind and heart. By this we can interpret what we asked. What does it mean that you have failed in your iniquity? This refers to your iniquity, which is extended from the sin of the tree of knowledge. This is called your iniquity, meaning that stone on which all created beings stumble is that a person comes and says, I want to understand if this is worthwhile, if it pays off to observe Torah and Mitzvot. Meaning, what the receiver for oneself, which is extended from the gadlut of the reception that Adam HaRishon drew to himself due to the sin of the tree of knowledge, will gain out of it. As in corporeality, when a person walks along the way and stumbles on a rock on the road, he does not see the rock. This is why he stumbles on it. Similarly, in the work, when a person wants to walk on the path of the Creator, he does not see that the rock, which is the will to receive, or even stone, comes from the word avin in Hebrew, I will understand. But he wants to understand everything, what pleasure will come from this to the receiver for himself. When a person is told that he must believe above reason that providence is good and does good, he says, I want to see that this is so. But to believe is against the understanding. Understanding says that what you see is true. And what you do not see, how can you tell if it is true? When he is told he must believe, he says, how do you know that what you believe is true? This is the stumbling block on which people fail. It follows that the stone by which we fail is only lack of faith. When a person begins to walk on the path of the work of bestowal, he complains to the Creator, why have you made the concealment of your face to the point that we cannot overcome the concealment that the Creator has placed? So we can overcome those two things, meaning the mind and the heart. Indeed, the question is, why did the Creator make it so that we must believe and did not do this otherwise? Meaning that anyone who begins the work immediately sees the greatness of the Creator. The fact that the Creator made it so that we must work with faith causes many people to move away from the work. It is as though the Creator made working with faith a stumbling block for all those who fail. Why did he do this?
ועל זה אמר אבי,
בעל הסולם said about this,
שאנו
that we must believe that the Creator made it this way, that our work will be in a form of, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses, is the best way in order to achieve the complete goal, which is to do good to his creations. It is specifically through faith that the created beings can achieve the completion of the goal, which is to receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator contemplated giving to the created beings. However, we must not say that the Creator could not have done it otherwise, meaning through knowing. Certainly, the Creator is almighty and can do anything he wants. However, as we must believe in the purpose of creation, that it is to do good to his creations, we should also believe about the way to achieve the goal. That faith is the best and most successful way. This is why the Creator chose the path of faith. For only by faith will man be able to achieve the completion of the goal. Accordingly, the clarification, for you have failed in your iniquity, is the gadlut of the vessels of reception, which Adam HaRishon drew upon himself due to the sin of the tree of knowledge. Should interpret what we asked. What is the connection between you have failed in your iniquity and return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God? We asked, can one ascend and see if the repentance has reached the Lord your God? According to the above, we should interpret that since all the failures that a person cannot achieve wholeness and fails midway are only because the first iniquity is the stumbling block for which the person falls. Therefore, when a person wants to repent and does not know what is repentance, the prophet says, return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God. This means that all the deeds a person does will be for the Lord your God. It follows that unto means until you know clearly that everything you do is for the Lord your God. That is, he has reached a degree where he feels that for himself it is not worth living. And he lives for the sake of the Creator. This is called repentance. If he has not achieved this degree, it is still not regarded as repentance. The reason is that you have failed in your iniquity, which is self-reception. That is, the only failure is that a person cannot achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. Naturally, correcting it is only by reaching unto the Lord your God, where all his actions are only to bestow. This is called repentance. For this, a person does not need to rise up and see if his repentance has reached the Lord your God. Rather, the person himself sees and feels if he has no other aim in life other than what pertains to the benefit of the Creator. And he says that it is not worth living for his own sake. However, a person might deceive himself in this as well. That is, he might agree to work for the sake of the Creator because he thinks that it will surely yield great pleasure for his own benefit. Still, a person can see the truth about this as well. Since, according to the rule, if a person truly wants to adhere to the Creator, and he already has equivalence of form, then he should be rewarded with opening the eyes in the Torah. According to the rule, he who learns Torah Lishma for her sake is shown the secrets of Torah. If he has still not been rewarded with the secrets of Torah, it is a sign that he is still far from aiming only to benefit the Creator. It is written in the introduction to the book of Zohar. This is the work in Torah and mitzvot lishma, meaning in order to bestow and to not receive reward. This work cleanses the will to receive for oneself in him and replaces it with a will to bestow. To the extent that one purifies the will to receive, he becomes worthy of receiving the five parts of the soul called Naran Chai, for they stand in the will to bestow. And cannot clothe one's body as long as the will to receive controls it. Since dressing and equivalence of form go hand in hand.
When
one is rewarded with being entirely in the will to bestow and not at all for oneself, he will be rewarded with obtaining equivalence of form with this upper Naran Chai. Accordingly, We see that if a person walks on a path of bestowal, he must be rewarded with the secrets of Torah.
If
he has not been rewarded, it is a sign that he is still in self-love. Although he feels that he wants to work only in order to bestow. For this reason, at that time, he must once again seek more counsels and tactics to be rewarded with the love of the Creator and not with self-love. However, we must remember that in order to be rewarded with the love of the Creator and not for one's own benefit, it is not within man's power. Rather, it is a gift of God. However, we should know that when a person wants to emerge from merely performing actions without the aim and wants to begin the work of acting with the aim to bestow, there is much work in this. Since when the body begins to hear about the aim to bestow, it immediately begins to resist.
It
does not let one continue this work, showing him dark colors in this work. In that state, a person should believe that only the Creator can help. Here is where a person can make a true prayer. It is called true because it is really the truth. That is, the Creator has made man unable to help himself. And the reason is that there is no light without a kli, as we have said several times. As Baal HaSulam says, the Creator made man unable to exit self-love by himself in order for man to need the Creator's help. How does the Creator help? Holy soul, as it is written in the Zohar. Otherwise, a person does not have the need to receive the light of Torah. And he would settle for observing Torah and Mitzvot, and would have no need to receive the Naran Chai of neshama, of his soul, that have been prepared for him. But when he sees that he cannot exit self-love and be rewarded with equivalence of form, then he needs the Creator's help. How does he help a person? Through a holy soul, called upper light, that is revealed within a person, so that he will feel that there is a soul within him that is a part of God above. It follows that according to man's ability to overcome, he increases the disclosure of the light of the Creator. For this reason, the Creator has made the hardening of the heart, so that man will be unable to overcome the evil in him, and he will need the Creator. By this, man will need to be rewarded with the Naran Chai of the soul. However, This order of hardening of the heart comes precisely when one wants to work in order to bestow.
It
makes efforts in order to achieve lishma. Then begins the matter of the hardening of the heart. This is similar to a mother who wants to teach her child to walk on his own. She kneels and lets the child approach her.
When
she sees that the child is near, the mother moves farther from the child. So the child will become accustomed to walking on his own more than before. But the child begins to cry, since he is strained to approach the mother. And he cries because his mother moved away. He thinks that his mother hates him. And this is why she moved away from him. He cannot judge his mother to the side of merit, that her distancing is to the child's best. Conversely, before the child began to walk, the mother did not move away from him. Instead, he saw that wherever he walked, the mother held him by her hand and led him. It is likewise in a work. Before a person begins to walk alone, meaning before he emerges from the general public, whose work is only in the practical part, without the aim to bestow, it is considered that the mother is holding the child by her hand and leads him. That is, he does not feel remoteness on the part of the upper one. On the contrary, he sees no flaws in his work. Naturally, he cannot say that he is moving, the Creator is moving away from him, since he feels that he is close. The reason is that he is following the path of the general public, whose reward is self-benefit. Hence, this view is close to the body. Therefore, the body does not resist his work. He feels whole. It follows that he is in a state as though his mother is holding him by the hand and leads him. When he emerges from the general public and wants to work in order to bestow, he is regarded like a child who has already begun to walk alone. Then the mother moves away from him. Each time he thinks that he has achieved the work of bestowal, he is shown from above that he is still far from the work of bestowal. How is he shown that he is far? By showing him each time what is in order to bestow. At that time, these thoughts bring him foreign thoughts, until sometimes he wants to escape the campaign. Afterward, he is given another nearing, and he begins to think that now he is close to the mother.
But
once again, he is shown that he is moving away from him. This is the meaning of "do not go far from us." It is also written, "do not hide your face from us." There are two meanings to this. One, you're moving away from us, causes us to want to escape the campaign.
Bet.
Do not move far from us. Let us understand that this is not moving away, but that you are doing this for our sake. So we may know that everything you do is all for our sake. Dear Rav, what kind of condition of faith I need to have or develop so that I can reach the absolute truth that will allow me to shift between the mind and the heart?
That everything that's done is only done by the Creator, and there is none else besides Him. And everything the Creator does is only for your benefit and not for anyone else. If you will reach these two concepts, then you can already relax that you're okay. You've attained the goal. Okay.
Рав, какую роль на каждом шагу нашего пути играет намерение для достижения желания?
What is the role in every stage of our advancement of the intention?
Ну вот мы изначально рождены в неисправильном намерении.
It's the main central role.
Как нам выстроить?
To begin with, we are born in the incorrect intention.
Через то, что мы связываемся с товарищами.
How should we build the corrected intention?
Мы
connecting with the friends.
Потихоньку начинаем думать.
By that, we slowly begin to think of the others.
Наши мысли, наши
and by that, we reach a state that our thoughts, our actions, they are for the others, and we ask the Creator to help us with that. And by that, we attain the quality of bestowal.
And
in the 10, if we scrutinize this intention together, then we don't have such scrutinies who has the right intention, who doesn't.
No, each one scrutinizes their own.
Kif 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, тут вот написано, что когда человек не может выйти из себя, то он приходит к потребности.
When a person does not succeed in exiting self-love, he reaches the need for the Creator's help.
Высший свет.
And that the Creator will help him in what? In a holy soul. With a holy soul, which is an upper light that is revealed to the person, and then he feels it's a part of God from above. What does it mean to feel the Holy Soul as help, as assistance from the Creator? How exactly do we feel it?
He begins to feel that the quality of bestowal appears here, and he wants to bestow, to help, to fulfill others, to be a partner to the Creator.
Good morning, Rav and friends. Question, how to be in constant faith above reason and not to stumble on the rock? Thank you.
Hold on to the friends and to the Creator. Nothing more to do.
PT-32.
Rav,
how do we check the intention?
We check the intention by being among the friends and together with them working on attaining the goal.
Turkey 6.
Salam, Rav. Çalışmada başarısız olan bir kişi bunu kendinden mi bilmeli?
Should someone who feels like he's failing in the study, as it says here in the article, should he blame himself, or is this failure a failure of the entire group or the ten?
לא, האדם צריך להגיד שזה כישלון שלו.
No, a person needs to say that it is his failure.
לעזור לחברים וגם
that he has to help the friends and later on himself to come out of this failure and to reach the goal.
UK one.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, what is the biggest problem stopping us making a true prayer?
The main and biggest problem is that each one is thinking of his own benefit.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
So what can we do to change that?
To adhere to the group as much as possible. It'll help you detach from yourself.
What is the failure, Rav?
מהו הכישלון כאן?
הכישלון הוא זה האגו שלנו הכללי.
The failure is that general ego.
But what has that to do with in injustice?
אבל איך זה קשור לאבונך או לחוסר צדק? הוא מנסה להבין את הקשר בין כשלת באבונך.
כן, האבון שלנו זה האגו שלנו.
Yep, and our transgression is our ego, the will to receive self-love. That this, we are immersed in it, in this transgression, and we can't exit it to rise. The Creator is capable of that. And that is why we don't need to pay attention to it. The main thing for us is nevertheless to try and do more, another step forward, another step forward, as much as possible. And all the rest can fall into place.
Thank you. Can I ask a follow-on question?
Yes.
Again, when children learn and the mother steps back a little bit, the child can see the mother, so they have that sense of comfort that mommy is just there a step or two away. On our journey, is there a way for us to develop a sensation, that inner knowing that the Creator is right there, just around the corner? We don't see Him, but we know He's there guiding us, teaching us, and we can have that full faith that we are taken care of, even though we can't see Him.
We need, nevertheless, to try and see the Creator in front of us. In front of us. In faith above reason. With all of these exercises that we receive, we need to see the Creator in front of us.
Привет, Раф. Какая роль на десятке это прохождение человека?
What is the role of the ten?
Кстати, пишется как это взаимодействие между человеком и Творца.
In order to in the advancement of the person, because here in the article it said.
Может быть. Не держит его.
Конечно, может быть такое, конечно. Так Творец нас поддерживает.
Maybe it's something that you have to hold on to the Creator.
Yes, it's possible. That it's so. That's how the Creator supports us. Teaches us to walk.
So this is help. This is helping us to learn how to walk.
Yes, of course, we learn to walk in the group specifically.
Belarus.
Что значит первый шаг ребенка в духовной работе? Вот когда мать отпускает.
What does it mean, the first step of this child in a spiritual work? So if the mother lets go of him, that moment when he takes the first step on the path, what is that?
Потому что he has to do a correct summary of what he has.
Вообще вот этот шаг, куда он ступает?
Because his step actually depends on that, where he is advancing to. To the Creator, through the group,
или куда-то вообще в сторону.
So the path is revealed before him, or he's even walking in the wrong direction.
So it's a choice?
קראנו שלפי ההתגבריות האדם, כך הוא מרבה בגילוי אור, השם.
We read that according to the overcomings of the person, he increases the revelation of the light of the Creator. What overcomings is this, referred to? Overcoming the gap between the friends, that they are unable to connect with one heart and feel the Creator's answer in it, the result.
How can we know that I'm going and connecting with the friends? What exactly do I need to feel all the time?
As one man with one heart.
Do you understand again? There is some kind of obstacle and we want to understand what comes out of it, and he defines it as an obstacle, but if it's not states that are necessary, aren't these states necessary so that we'll learn to work with them in faith above reason?
Yes, we must also stumble across them in order to learn how to walk correctly later on.
How do I prepare myself to receive everything the Creator wants to give me and to focus only on connection and serving the world clear, the great Rav? How to do so?
Adhere to the friends.
You
have friends before you, you need to adhere to them, and then for certain you'll go along with them in the right way.
PT 29.
Thank you, Rav.
It says
here that in order to be rewarded with love of the Creator and not for his own benefit, it's not in the hands of a person, but it is a gift from God. Also, does a person need to remember this in his work constantly? That it's a gift from God?
We should always remember it.
But the fact that he needs to give exertion from himself and he needs to think that the result depends on him.
Yes.
But still he needs to remember that it's a gift of God.
Yes.
Okay.
We also have PT 3.
Thank you, Rav. I'd like to ask about the overcomings. I also want to take the example of the child and the mother. And there's a few overcomings here. One is that the child that has to do himself to overcome. And the second, he needs to believe that the mother is there protecting him. What is this overcoming that we need to do to minimize the gap between the friends and myself?
This isn't clear to you? What does it mean to minimize or reduce the gap between you and the friends?
No, because I can seemingly do some actions on my behalf, or I can just work in some prayer and say that it's only the Creator that can do this. So what should I focus on?
On the prayer.
Something's missing here, Rav. I don't know how to explain it.
Nothing is missing. There is nothing that is missing. Prayer is called work in the heart. If you work in it properly, you won't need anything else.
If I may, another question. In the end of the article, he speaks there about the fact that you become distant. So it's not becoming distant, it's that you do for our own sake. And there a person can become distant from the work by being thrown from the path. When one's being pushed away from the work, what can I adhere to, what can I cling to?
We necessarily must only have thoughts about bestowal. What kind of question is that?
It's just that in what is he showing that he is far? Since every time he is shown what it is in order to bestow. And then these thoughts, they bring a person the foreign thoughts until he sometimes wants to escape the battle.
Yes,
so what to hold on to when these foreign thoughts start attracting me?
There's nothing to hold on to other than the friends, as much as one can shut his eyes and simply be between the friends. With the friends.
35. I ask for the friends the force of faith above reason, bestowal. Is it okay that I expect a result to see with my eyes, or is that none of my business what the Creator will give?
Oh, that too is good. That too is good. Without the result, you won't be able to ask.
KBU7.
Good morning, dear Raf. How can I reveal that I am walking in the wrong direction?
According to your relation to the friends, only according to that.
And if I reveal that, should I attribute it to the Creator?
Should relate or ascribe everything to the Creator.
It is written that a person helps another person and he gives him the holy soul. If that is the means and not the purpose, then what is the purpose? What does he want to give a person if he gives him this holy soul as aid?
It's a nice question. A holy soul is indeed what we want to receive. So instead of a will to receive, we will have a will to bestow, in order to bestow love, and so on. All of that is called a holy soul. Yes.
So what's the purpose?
The purpose is to acquire the holy soul.
Thank you.
PT 32.
Can you give some practical exercise to enable us to change our intention?
In order to change our intention, we have to constantly think of something else than the intention that you now have. Then, bit by bit, it will turn.
Intention. I didn't understand.
Start thinking of something else.
Get
into the thoughts that have a different value than what you had before. And bit by bit, you will turn yourself into a different direction.
It says in the article that everything you do is for the Creator, your Lord. In other words, that he reaches a degree that he feels that for himself it's not worthwhile living, but he lives for the benefit of the Creator, which is called repentance. What does it mean to live for the benefit of the Creator?
That I wanted his glory will be revealed all over the world to all of the.
On him?
Woman PT 6. Yes.
Women PT 6. To be rewarded with love of the Creator is a godly gift. Should a person show the Creator that he is interested in this gift?
Yes.
They follow up with that and ask, what are the conditions to receive this gift?
Soul devotion.
Two final questions. Women PT 6. How to overcome the main problem of each one thinking for his own benefit.
If each one thinks of his own benefit, then I have no solution.
Woman Mark 21.
If a person shows the Creator his greatness, does that mean he does not have enough faith?
Ken?
Yes.
We've learned that the understanding is like a stumbling block. Now, if we had to reach understanding in the 10 before we start a complete action, what understanding would the 10 have to reach before every action?
Each 10 has to reach an understanding that it has nothing before it except for the connection between them and to the Creator. That's it. There are no more problems. Only these two things. Connection until you connect into one, and then one adheres to one, the Creator.
And then if, say, some of the friends came close to this understanding you described, and some no, not, do we go ahead and act as a 10, or we wait?
We don't wait, we initiate the action. I allowed you to ask for more than an hour. More than that, I'm not going to let you ask. Except for 2-3 questions at the end of the article, and that's it. That's how it's going to be starting tomorrow. It's impossible the way I just heard it.
זה לא, לא נורמלי.
It's abnormal.
חוץ מזה, השאלות חוזרות. אתם לא
רושמות. Besides that, the questions repeat. You don't write down those questions in order to learn from them, and that's how it's repeating.
כותרת, מידת היחידיות בתוך האגואיזם.
Headline, the attribute of singularity in the egoism affects ruin and destruction. You see how our attributes collide and fight one another, not only among sects, but within each person. The four attributes dominate him at once, or one at a time, and fight within him until it is impossible for common sense to organize them and bring them to complete consent. The truth is that the root of this whole disorder within us is no more than the above-mentioned attribute of singularity, which exists in each of us, whether less or more.
והגם שבארנו בטעם יפה וגבוה מאוד נעלה,
although we have clarified that it comes from a sublime reason, that this attribute extends to us directly from the Creator, who is singular in the world and the root of all creations, still, since the sensation of singularity has settled in our narrow egoism, it affects ruin and destruction until it became the source of all the ruins that were and will be in the world. Indeed, there is not a single person in the world who is free from it, and all the differences are only in the ways it is used. For the desires of the heart, for governance, or for honor. And this is what separates people from one another. But the equal side in all the people of the world is that each of us stands ready to exploit all the people for his own private benefit with every means at one's disposal, without taking into any consideration that he's going to build himself on the ruin of his friend. It is completely inconsequential what allowance each of us gives himself according to his chosen direction, since the desire is the root of the intellect, and not the intellect the root of the desire. In truth, the greater and more outstanding one is, precisely to that extent, his attribute of singularity is greater and outstanding. Good and etc. Yet, those two sides of the coin that I have described speak only of the two points in the development of creation that bring everything to completion. Starting in absence and gradually climbing the rungs of development from one degree to the degree above it, and from there to the higher still, until it comes to its final height, which is its preordained measure of completeness, where it will remain forever. The order of development of the two points is A, the starting point, the lowest degree, which is close to complete absence, is described as the second side of the coin. B, the point of final height, where it rests and exists forever. This is described in the first side of the coin. But this era that we are in has already developed to a great extent and has already risen many degrees. It has already risen above its lowest phase, which is the above-mentioned second side, and has come significantly closer to the first side. For this reason, there are already people among us who use their singularity in forms of bestowal upon others.
שעדיין yet
they are still few, as we are still in the midst of the path of development. When we achieve the highest point of the degrees, we will all be using our singularity in a form of bestowal upon others, and there will never be any case of any person using it in a manner of self-reception. According to these words, we have found an opportunity to examine the conditions of life in the last generation, the time of world peace, when the whole of humanity achieves the level of the first side and will use their singularity only in a manner of bestowal upon others, and not at all in a manner of reception for oneself. And it's good to copy here the above-mentioned form of life, so it will serve us as a lesson and a role model to settle our minds under the flood of the waves of our lives. Perhaps it is worthwhile and possible in our generation too to experiment in resembling this above form of life.
You hear that? That we too, even in our generation, can reach the conditions of the last generation. It all depends on us.
Selam Rav. Rav, bir yandan sledge ego'ya ihtiyacımız var. Diğer yandan ego gerçek bir yıkımın da sebebi.
We need our ego for our correction. On the other hand, if we consider our ego as the cause of destruction, does it mean that the destruction itself is also an act of creation, of construction?
That the destruction itself is what?
Is a positive action of construction.
You could say it like this. It's the destruction is not exactly a destruction. It's rather the revelation of the evil that exists within nature still, until we are rewarded with discovering and correcting it.